This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Supply chain issues are still causing problems for consumers and businesses. For example, paper products are in short supply as mills struggle to keep up with demand and shipping bottlenecks cause delays. And it's not just toilet paper. The snags in the paper supply chain are affecting everything from wedding invitations to cereal boxes. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
You might be tired of hearing about toilet paper in this pandemic, but when we're talking about the paper supply overall, there's no getting around it.
So everything is interconnected.
Chris Tang is a professor at UCLA who studies global supply chain management. He says it comes down to paper pulp. It's produced in mills, which are slowed down because of worker shortages. And when there's a demand surge for one product, like toilet paper, other production might be delayed.
Books, wrapping papers, toilet paper, cleaning paper, they're all using paper.
Certain products that do get made take a while to reach their destinations because truck deliveries are still slow. And in some cases, it only takes one piece of paper to create a bottleneck. Molly Fisher is a graphic artist in Sonoma County, California, who designs wine labels. She says you can't sell wine without labels and boxes.
The product is there, but they can't get the packaging.
Take a sparkling wine that she recently created a label for. Her clients were hoping to sell it for New Year's Eve.
They're ready to bottle it. They have the glass. They have everything they need. But the printer can't get the paper.
If they're lucky, the bubbly will be labeled and ready to go for Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, prices keep going up. In August, paper costs 50% more than it did at the same time last year.
That is going to increase the price of products when we encounter them on the shelf.
Chuck Howard is an assistant professor of marketing at Texas A&M University. He doesn't see the paper shortage easing up anytime soon, especially with the holiday season coming. But in some cases, that might mean shoppers look for alternatives. Take books.
You can just go out and buy the Kindle version.
But he also says alternatives are harder when it comes to some paper products, like, and here we are again, toilet paper. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.